This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Roughly 8 months before the attacks of 9/11, a commission created by the Defense Department came out with this prescient line that as a result of terrorism, quote, Americans will likely die on American soil, possibly in large numbers. The U.S. Commission on National Security in the 21st Century was co-chaired by former Colorado Senator Gary Hart. We reached him Monday to discuss the death of Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of the attacks Hart and his fellow commissioners predicted. Senator, welcome back to the show.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
It's widely acknowledged that Osama bin Laden had become more of a symbol rather than a doer in recent years. So what do you see as the most pressing front in the fight against Islamic terrorism now?
Well, I would say to go back to where we started before we declared war on terrorism and treat the threat in all of its forms more as a criminal threat than a military one. I think the declaration by the previous administration that we would declare war globally on terror suggested a traditional military response that got us into two invasions that have turned into long wars, where in fact we dealt with the leader of the principal threat with about 20 or 30 special forces. And so the terror threat in all of its forms much more resembles criminal mafias or drug cartels or some smaller units than traditional military units. And I think the special forces and very precise, discreet, highly intelligence-supported efforts will continue.
Well, this makes me think of something that you wrote prior to the 2008 election. It was a book called Under the Eagle's Wing.
Yes.
And it was really a national security strategy that you were recommending to the next president. And you wrote that the U.S. ought to organize a new international security organization combining intelligence, law enforcement, and paramilitary services to disrupt and crush jihadi terrorist networks. What's the relevance of that strategy to what we saw the U.S. do on Sunday?
Well, I think it's exactly what I had in mind when I wrote that. The first copy of that essay went to Senator Barack Obama when he was here in Denver. It was just literally hot off the press, and I gave him the first copy. Whether it's had any real impact on his thinking, I don't know. But I've had conversations with him since then and others in the White House, and it's clear to them, much more than perhaps the traditional military establishment, that the conflicts of the 21st century are irregular and unconventional and bear very little resemblance to traditional nation-state wars. And second, that we will increasingly need to network our special forces and our intelligence with those of other democratic and progressive nations to deal with things like terrorism.
You know, some will hear you're likening terrorism more to a cartel or a mafia and think that's dismissive of their power. They look at something like the attacks of 9/11 and the term mafia just might not square.
Well, I'm trying to put things into scale. We did not use big army divisions or Nimitz-class aircraft carrier task groups or B-2 bomber wings to get the head of Al-Qaeda. We used, as I say, somewhere between 20 and 30 Navy SEALs and Delta Force specialists and overhead satellite imagery and things of that sort. That's the conflict of the future. The chance of traditional 19th and 20th century nation-state wars like World War I, World War II, are greatly diminished because of globalization and the realization, finally, by nations that you really don't gain all that much in war, and very few people want to go to war for ideological reasons as the Hitlers of the world wanted to. We are confronting a much, much different set of threats on a somewhat smaller scale. Now, having said that, the greatest threat in the world right now is a stateless nation, or what the experts call non-state actors, getting their hands on weapons of mass destruction. But again, you're not going to stop them with traditional Cold War forces.
Well, you say weapons of mass destruction, and my mind naturally goes to a nuclear Pakistan and concerns that the killing of Osama bin Laden creates anger and potentially unrest in Pakistan. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's true. Only time will tell whether this attack, successful attack on the leader of al-Qaeda, will prove to be an enormous recruitment tool for younger people, particularly in countries like Pakistan. But even if it is, and I doubt that it will be, I think what we ought to be focused on is less that and more cooperation with the Pakistani military and security forces in the protection of their nuclear arsenal if someone makes a run at it.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and foreign policy expert and former U.S. Senator from Colorado, Gary Hart, is with us. Months before the attacks of 9/11, a commission that he co-chaired predicted that there would be a terrorist attack on American soil. Hart's written extensively on defense in the 21st century, and he joins us to discuss the death of Osama bin Laden. Now, just a little earlier, you said you did not think that the death of bin Laden would necessarily become a recruitment tool, that he might not, I guess, become a martyr. Why don't you think he will?
Here, I think the key is generational. From all we can tell, and I'm relying almost exclusively now on press stories about the unrest in North Africa and the Arab world, these are young people who are not aligning themselves with radical fundamentalist Islamic or Islamicist interests such as al-Qaeda. They are seeking to come out from under repressive governments, too many of which we have supported in the past. But from all I can tell by expert reporting, the al-Qaeda forces or the radical forces have had little to do with stimulating this unrest and are trying very hard to get out in front of it with very little success.
In our introduction, we mentioned the National Security Commission that you served on with former Republican Senator Warren Rudman of New Hampshire. This is the one that essentially predicted a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. And I wonder if there are other lessons that it had for policymakers that would apply today you might like to mention.
Well, we had 50 specific recommendations, we being seven senior Democrats and seven senior Republicans for the next 25 years. Unfortunately, the only one that's been acted on is the creation of a Department of Homeland Security, and that was done poorly. Otherwise, there are still 49 recommendations for reorganization of the Defense Department, the State Department, the National Security Council, the intelligence services, and also, by the way, improvement in education as a national security issue.
Would you care to expand just a bit on that?
Well, we said, and again, we spanned everybody from Ambassador Andrew Young on one end to Newt Gingrich on the other, that aside from a major terrorist attack on America, we could think of nothing more dangerous for long-term American security than the decline of our education system, and particularly as it relates to science, math, and physics, and so forth. The point being, those disciplines and broad-based education are critical to an expanding economy, and an expanding economy is required to finance the huge superstructure of security forces that we maintain worldwide. We are spending more on our defenses than all the rest of the world combined, and yet we're producing about 20% or less round in that area of world output. That is not sustainable.
I'm glad that you brought up military spending because the president is calling for a $400 billion cut in defense spending. I gather you think that's doable given that you see the coming conflicts as needing to be dealt with more laser precision?
Well, here I find myself in total agreement with very conservative people. You don't create a kind of Procrustean bed and fit defense into it. You decide what the threats are. You structure your forces to respond to those threats, and then you add up the cost at the end of the day. What I would say is if the Defense Department were to move into the 21st century and move beyond its cumbersome and not terribly helpful Cold War structures and weapon systems, it would be much more effective. It would save American lives. And by the way, it would cost somewhat less than we're spending now.
You say a Procrustean bed. This is basically means an arbitrary standard.
Yes. That's the Greek, the ancient Greek myth about Procrustes created a bed for a giant who lopped over the edge, and so he cut off his feet to fit the bed.
Well, Senator, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Thank you.
Former U.S. Senator from Colorado Gary Hart is a scholar in residence at UC Denver. He spoke to us from his office on campus.